What in the name of God are you up to right now?
Keith, it's time for the Finnegan Farewell Show. That's how I decided to call it. And we have two very special guests in the studio here to talk about your contribution to life, not only here in Galway Bay, but across Galway and across the country, and indeed as far as the US shores as well. So I'm delighted to welcome into Studio One today on the Sandy Road the Mayor of Galway City, Fine Gael, Councillor Eddie Hoare, and also the Cathaoirleach of the County, Councillor Liam Carroll as well. And Eddie, I might start with you first, just for a Galway perspective, as someone who would have grown up listening to Keith, what does this day what does this day symbolise and mean for you personally?
I think it's a significant day for Galway. It's a massive day for Keith and his family. I think over the course of the last 34 years, Keith, it's poignant that you were deemed the voice of Galway. But not just the voice of Galway, you gave a voice to so many people in Galway, and that platform over those 34 years, be it volunteer groups, sports groups, charities, you gave them a voice.
It's good fun though.
9 to 12, Monday to Friday, consistently, and you enjoyed it along the way. And I think that's the most important part of it, that you did enjoy it. You did it with a smile on your face. But from my own personal perspective, just to congratulate you, but just to thank you for the opportunities you've given me as a public representative coming into public life 5 years ago. It's a daunting platform to come into, but having people like you in the positions you are make it easier and encourage more people to get involved. So from a personal perspective, thank you. But from on behalf of the city as mayor, to thank you for your immense contribution, not just to current affairs and to public broadcasting, but your contribution to the hospice, and indeed your contribution to the significant contribution to the twinning cities, a range of sister cities with Chicago and indeed Milwaukee, through the spirit of Galway. So just to thank you for that.
You're very kind altogether. Thank you for that. I mean, we were speaking to the Taoiseach earlier on, and he spoke very highly of you. So he is your supreme...
Supreme leader.
But our next guest is not his supreme leader anymore.
Yeah, we might go easy on that for today. I'm delighted to say we're joined in studio by the Cathaoirleach of the county, Liam Carroll. And Liam, I know you've actually worked very closely with Keith over the years as well, and you wanted to pay tribute.
Yes, indeed, it gives me great pleasure and it's a great honour for me to be here with Mayor Hoare this morning to pay tribute to a man who has reached out through the airwaves to Galway County, and not only to Galway County, but to the whole of Connacht and Ireland down through the years. I got to know Keith sometime in the 1980s when he had a company called City Tech.
You're going back a bit now,
and it's going back a bit, but you know, I have good memories of it. And I was in the position to purchase, I think it was a couple of photocopiers, Keith, at that time. I also then have an abiding memory of 1998. 1998 was the year that Ireland won the under-18 European Championships in Cyprus. And Keith, you had a programme in the evening, a drive time programme from 5 to 7, I think it was. And I was on that programme reporting from Cyprus when a young man from Bohermore scored the winning goal, scored a penalty in the penalty shootout, which was the winning goal for Ireland when they beat Germany in that final. Right. And I reported to Galway Bay FM on that particular one.
Did you get your fee?
You're still waiting. No, it's in the post. I'm talking about a guy called Ryan Casey from Bohermore, whose late dad passed away a number of years ago. So that is an abiding memory. Now, if I tell the listeners, and I can say this, can't I? This is a happy programme this morning. I didn't have a stitch of clothes on me because I was only after coming out of the shower. When I
too much detail.
that's an abiding memory.
I want to leave that to yourself and your wife. So we'll
that's an abiding memory for me. But just to thank you for all the work you've done for the people of Galway. And I think it would be remiss of me not to mention the millions of euros and pounds in the past that you've raised for the various charities and charitable organisations throughout the county.
Super. Eddie, your mayoral ball is around the corner. How's that going for you?
It is, yes, and going really, really well. I'd expect tickets will most likely close this Sunday. It looks to be a full house, really, really successful. And like we touched on, supporting local charities, the NBCRI, we have Hope Space, the Blue Teapot Theatre Company, the Galway Sick Kids Foundation and Rosabelle's Room. So one cancer research and four children's charities. So looking forward to a really successful night and hoping that the new Taoiseach, Simon Harris, will be there as a keynote.
He's confirmed this morning he will be there. He will be there. You have an exit plan for him.
But just to touch on Keith, my first memory of you would be in the Bushy Park School Fair. You were manning the, like Mike Murphy, the Wheel of Fortune. So that was a memory I would have had as a young...
God, you're going back.
Wild teenager or young child in Bushy Park at the time. But that's a long time ago, and it was a lot of funds there to raise to build the school hall under Joe Kearney, who was principal at the time. But there was really that mehel in our community in Bushy Park and Dangan in Newcastle. So you played a big part in that. And again, to touch on your contribution in Chicago and Milwaukee, but also Joan's contribution. She's been an integral part of that relationship as well in terms of building that sister cities that we were very, really, really fond of. And as got here, look, Liam Carroll will also attest to having travelled to Milwaukee on a number of occasions.
Thank you both for joining us today. And
Keith, I mean, it's an honour to have both the mayor of the city and the Cathaoirleach of the county here with us this morning. Unfortunately, not everyone could make it, as Mayor Eddie Hoare has highlighted there and alluded to as well, that your influence does not just consist to Galway, but it stretches over across the Atlantic as well. Let's hear from some of the people who couldn't make it today. First, here's Nuala Cavanagh of the Sister Cities.
This is Nuala here. So I represent Chicago, Galway, Sister Cities in Chicago, and I'm the co-chair over here in Chicago. And I have known Keith for not an awful long time, I have to say, but over the last few years, I got to know Keith through the Galway-Chicago Sister Cities. I took over the position from Billy Lawless in June of 2022. And Keith, even long before I got involved, is an integral partner for the Chicago Sister Cities International in Chicago. He's a huge ambassador of Galway over here in Chicago, and not only in Chicago, but also in Milwaukee, where the amount of people over here that know Keith and also his wife Joan by their first names. Keith and Joan come over here in August each year to represent Galway and to showcase Galway while they're over here. And the amount of people that know them by their first names, it's unbelievable. Keith would help us make arrangements to meet up with the Chamber of Commerce, the Consulate General's office here, the people in the hospitality trade. And they bring over a team of people from Galway City and Council, council members. They bring over people involved in education, people from arts and culture in Galway City and Council, and they get them exposure over here in the United States, and then we create partnerships with them and we work on different initiatives with them also. Since I took over the co-chair position from Billy Lawless as co-chair of Chicago Galway Sister Cities in Chicago, we started some new initiatives and we're working on projects dealing with mental health awareness. Also, one of the projects is rowing for people who are recovering from cancer. And for myself and the committee over here, Keith has been absolutely indispensable. He has been a fantastic resource for connections for us. Every time we've needed support in reaching out to people, when we've needed advice on how to do things, how to arrange things with people in Galway, Keith has always had our back. He's come to us with advice. He's connected us with people. He's also helped us fundraising for different events, which has been fantastic also. So that's in relation to the Galway Sister Cities. But also, as part of the diaspora abroad, I personally, and I know lots of our friends and colleagues over here in Chicago and Milwaukee, we listen to Keith on his Galway talks on a daily basis. And lots of the topics that he has covered over the years, we feel we're at home when we listen to him on the radio. All the topics that are covered, we just feel that we're still part of Galway, even though we don't live over there on a full-term basis. So he is not only an ambassador for Galway when he travels over here, but he's an ambassador on the radio station on a daily basis to people who do live abroad. And I think that's very, very important. Keith, to say to you, we are absolutely going to miss you on the radio station. We're very lucky in the sense that we'll still continue to work with you with the Chicago Galway Sister Cities. So we're very, very lucky for that. We want to wish you the very best in your retirement. We don't see you lying idle one bit at all. We do believe that somebody of your caliber is going to be very busy in your retirement. So everybody watch this space. Keith and Joan, from all of us in the Chicago Sister Cities International, we want to wish you the best of luck. From Adrian, from John Wren, from myself and all the committee, we can't wait to hear what's in store. You have big boots to fill for John going into your position. So to John, we'd also like to say the best of luck. We're really looking forward to working with you also. And we look forward to what's in store in the future. So Keith, thank you for everything. Thank you for the partnership. And we look forward to greater adventures going ahead.
Absolutely lovely words there from Nuala Kavanagh's sister cities, Keith.
And she's from Newcastle, actually. She lives very close to Dave O'Connell, right next door to
and
Dave
he's
O'Connell.
Going to be in the hot seat very shortly. But we also have a lovely message here from Milwaukee, Keith, which I'd like you to play now.
The board of directors at Milwaukee Irish Fest, along with the staff and over 4,000 volunteers, would like to thank Keith Finnegan for all he has done to help to support us and promote us over the many years we have been having this partnership. He is an incredible human being in and of itself. In addition to all of his wonderful and fabulous skills and how he just has the right way of doing things and saying things. We wish him all the best in his future endeavors and congratulate him on his 34 years with Galway Bay FM. We know the people there and the people of Galway will miss hearing his cheery voice every morning on the radio, but know that he will keep in touch with everyone and continue to be a force in Galway and in Ireland. Thank you, Keith, and all the best.
And that's Colleen Kennedy of the Milwaukee Irish Fest, Keith. And look who's after just popping into studio, Keith.
Whoa. Can you guess who it is?
Well, I know who it is. Tell them who
it's
you
Katie.
Are.
It's Katie.
Katie.
Haven't been in the door of this building in about 2 years.
My God.
So it's good to be back.
Is it 2 years, is it, yeah?
It's 2 years, yeah. I finished up in April.
Yeah.
2 years ago, so this is the first time I've been back.
Back.
I came back just to say farewell and fond farewell to you.
Yeah, we did. We worked together for a long... What age were you when you came in?
I was 15 when I started here. Did reception and news and all of that for 8 years and then got my master's and produced your programme for another 8 years.
So it was 16 years in total?
16
then.
Years in total, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Good 16 years.
Good 16 years. We had fun.
We did. I actually...
We fun and fights. let's be realistic here.
I said that actually because I was on Galway Grace on last Monday and I said I fought with most people in the building. I didn't fight very often with you though, did I?
No, you just shouted at me if I didn't make your tea strong enough.
Yeah, that's the problem I still have. So I have, not with you, but with others. But no, there was good fun to be had though.
There was. I used to really enjoy our TV slot on a Friday.
Yeah.
Where I'd tell you about all the TV programmes and you wouldn't go off and watch any of them.
And you'd put hours into it, so you would.
I did, yeah.
But you started, and really, as a young person, you were writing Kirkcaldy News for where we live. You did a small...
Oh, God, I was about five or six when I started doing that. I used to write little family newsletters.
But that's where you got the grow for it, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And then I did the Masters in Journalism and got the opportunity to go into the Connacht Tribune with Dave O'Connell. I was there for a while. And then did a second master's and then joined yourself.
And do you you must have loved being, as a father I couldn't have asked you, but I can ask you now because you're a real adult, so you are. But you must have just loved the whole...
I did, sure. You were dragging me in here from
But even study, like college side of things.
I enjoyed it.
You just kept going.
Yeah. I did enjoy it.
And do you miss radio?
Oh, I miss it very much. No, very, very much.
You're not living in the West anymore.
I'm not. I'm across the country now. I'm over East.
So would you go into the East if you got a chance?
If I get a chance, you never know. If anyone's out there listening and they would like to give me a job in radio, I'd be more than happy to take it.
You've just been very cold.
But today now is all about you.
Can't all be about me, though.
Ah, it is. You've been here a long time.
I have, 34 years.
Same age as me.
I was saying on Monday, I remember when your brother was born, he was born in University Hospital Galway, I collected him and Joan and you, and I dropped you inside the front door, closed the sliding door and came back to work.
I remember that. I remember that. You've had a good run.
I've had a great run.
What are some of your favourite moments? Can you pick out any that you can that really stand out to you?
I said on Monday working with you, I think, because we were the first father and daughter. that would be one. I said that on Monday on the programme.
The election debates were my favourite.
Yeah, election debates would have been.
They're a good crack.
Yeah.
They're a good crack.
And it was fiery. It was quick and fiery. And
but there was one time you sent me down to St. Bridget's Terrace. They were 100 years old.
Yeah.
And I got to interview people down there. And that was good fun too.
Yeah.
Radiothon,
good fun.
Has to be a highlight.
Yeah, it has to be.
No, I'm sure you have many highlights.
We mentioned that. Yeah, there have been, and I haven't. I mean, there wasn't a day in my lifetime that I didn't love coming in here. But yeah, you're good to come in and say hello to us today and say goodbye to your father.
And farewell.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's lots more to come.
The only biggest problem is you're going to see an awful lot more of me, Honey Bunch.
Oh dear. Don't know about that now.
So that's your biggest problem is you'll be seeing much more of Pop, so you will.
That's okay.
Thanks for popping into us.
Talk to you soon.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway on the Monave Road. A new way to car shop.
Now, very good morning to Dave O'Connell. It's absent me today, and we have other guests coming in as well. We're looking at the City Tribune, Dave, first off, today, and your headlines for today. It's an end of an era, and I was sad to see this, and I heard the headlines on the news, on the radio yesterday. A sad day indeed for an iconic business is shutting up.
Well, it seems that it's in the air today, no matter where you go. I mean, I have to say, first of all, that I've spent 2 hours outside trying to get in with the queue that's out there. I haven't seen a queue.
I'm still alive.
Since they reopened Electric Nightclub. Or the night. Remember the night that you bought a drink? Remember the queue that night that formed at the bar? Anyway.
Actually, that was the night that I got a belt, wasn't it?
No. A new belt for your trousers. That's a different thing. No, you're right. I mean, at the end of an era for more than yourself, because O'Malley's on High Street closing its doors at the end of the month after 86 years. Now, Anne and Ger are not there for 86 years. Obviously, it goes down, but they're there for a hell of a long time and retiring after a lifetime of selling their knitted garments, premium Irish made clothes and crafts to hordes of tourists and domestic visitors alike. I mean, it's not just the shop, because as you know, it was a cottage industry. And at one stage, they had 170 knitters.
That's right.
Providing for them, which is just extraordinary. Now, it's down to, since pandemic, is down to about 25. And as we have it in the story, they're largely based north of Belmullet. Now, I had a look at the map last night. There's nothing north of Belmullet. So I don't know where exactly they managed to make it from beyond there. But it's down to that. And they still knit in this original style from the oiled, unbleached, homespun wool that the shop buys in from Donegal Yarns and from Kerry Woolen Mills. The place is still packed every time that you walk past it. It is an iconic shop. It's another shop in the heart of Galway. And when we go back and, you know, everybody knows and remembers some of the other ones that are gone, but Anne and Ger have given a lifetime to this, another old staple in the heart of Galway that's gone. So that's
absolutely
in the paper today.
Now, still on property and looking at it indeed, a new lease of life for the former treasure chest. Mary Bennett will be thrilled to have
She will. And I mean, again, when you say in the same breath as Anne and Ger, I mean, Mary Bennett and treasure chest. And again,
a
like
legend.
Anne and Ger, it wasn't just what they did for their own shop. It's also what they did for Galway and for the heart of Galway over so many years. And we're lost without, no more than yourself, I have to say. But as people know, Treasure Chest gone for the last couple of months. But now there's news that an unnamed major fashion retailer is in the final stages of signing off on a lease. All we can tell you is that, contrary to rumours, because this was going around that it was H&M. It's not H&M. And they just say all will be revealed fairly shortly.
Absolutely. Staying with it, indeed, City Houses sell twice as fast as anywhere else in Ireland.
Yeah, this will surprise absolutely no one who is looking to either buy or sell. But properties in Galway City selling at a far faster rate than anywhere else in the country at a time where the median price of a house here has breached the €300,000 mark. The average time for a property to advance to the sale agreed stage in Galway City is now less than 2.5 months. That's according to myhome.ie. That's half the time it takes the rest of the country, well below the national average time of 15 weeks. So plenty more on that on page 5 as well. Good news for sellers, not good news for buyers.
Now, Western United is looking for an all-weather pitch, along with a lot of other people, I would think.
Well, but I mean, the fact that Western United are based in South Park and what's more commonly known as the Swamp might explain why they're looking for an all-weather pitch down there for a start, but they've been looking for it for quite a while. And as Willie Grant puts it beautifully, he remembers convincing lads to join the club on the basis that this was coming. At the time, Willie was 18, Willie is 45 and it's still coming, and it's not coming any day quickly. They have, I mean, this is a great club. It's the club of Eamon Deasy for a start, but also many other players that went on to play for Galway United. They cater for more than 200 children, more than 100 adult players. They have a women's team, two junior men teams, a couple of an over 35, over 42s team. You know, reading the piece, they make a very good cause. As you say, so do many more, but they are a great club in Galway.
Absolutely. And what else have you got for us?
Loads in their sport, you know, from talking to Ollie earlier on, because it's about the Camogie this weekend. Galway United also heading to Waterford, and that's all in there. We mentioned yesterday Lelia Doolan's charity parachute jump to celebrate her 90th birthday, gathering momentum as it does. I'm telling you, that there's others that I'm looking at here who they don't need parachutes.
Don't be looking at me. Keep turning to your right.
And also that interview that I also mentioned with Frances Egan, the first ever female president from Galway. Lovely piece. First ever female president of the Pioneer Total Abstinence Association, fittingly for the 125th year that's in it. Plenty of court in there, plenty from the prom walk for MS, and just plenty more in there as well, Keith.
Well done. Listen, continued success to you. Thanks, Eddie, for joining us today, and we'll keep in contact, and thank you for everything done through the years.
And thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I wish you, I'm not wishing you well in your retirement, because you're not retiring.
No.
I'm retiring
from radio.
Yeah, funnily enough, I'm not even sure that you're retiring from radio. I don't think this is the last time we'll have heard your voice on the airwaves, you know.
In my opinion, it is, but, yeah, but maybe.
When did you get to decide? Joan told me already that she has plans made for you.
Well, she'd want to have.
But a lot of plans.
She's kind of nervous that she is about what to do.
Well, I gave her a hint. I said, do you know, and probably going to get killed from the animal rights people now, but people who don't want cats, they drive them back to somewhere in Connemara, let them out and see can they find their own way home. So I've suggested that she try that with you. Not with cats, just with you.
She would know that I would know Connemara and I'd know how to get back again. And Dave, thanks for joining us today. And what are you up to now, John?
Yeah, well, just, I think it's a good point there when Dave O'Connell is just leaving us there, that we mention your contribution to public service broadcasting. And no better person to pay tribute to that than John Purcell of the IBI.
John Purcell, Chair of the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, the organisation representing all of Ireland's local, regional and national independent radio stations here. On behalf of all your colleagues and friends in stations throughout the country, I'd like to pay tribute and thank you, Keith, for your contribution to Irish radio over the years. It is fair to say that you've been a real trailblazer on the Irish airwaves, and your work has touched the lives and made a positive contribution to literally hundreds of thousands of people over the years. On broader industry issues, we're thankful to you for always being an enthusiastic and passionate advocate for Irish radio. Your contributions have made a real difference and a positive difference, and everyone across Irish radio is thankful to you for that. All that remains for me, Keith, is to wish you, your wife Joan, as well as Kate and Aidan, all the best for the future. And thank you most sincerely on behalf of all in Irish radio for your great contribution to broadcasting in Galway and in Ireland in general over many years. Bear bua, Keith, and thanks again.
Now, Keith, that was John Purcell of the IPI. Lovely tribute there in terms of the professional life.
What does bear bua mean?
Bear bua. Grab the win. You almost had me there for a second. I just think on the top.
And run.
Yeah. Keith and Vesa, we have two more guests in studio from your work life and also from, I suppose, your friendships as well, because we have Sister Agnes here, and I think I'm going to start a new friendship with Sister Agnes and take her from you by the chats we were having last night. Sister Agnes, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Sister Agnes, you came in the front door, so you did. I didn't even see you yet. You just snuck in there.
I wanted to surprise you.
Well, you surprised me.
And John Marley decided yesterday that we wouldn't tell you I was coming.
But you told me nothing. I walked this morning to an empty programme sheet. I get nervous with an empty programme sheet. There was nothing on it. I don't know what's happening between now and 12 midday, Sister Agnes.
Sister Agnes, tell us about your first memories and dealings with Keith Finnegan.
Well, I'll tell you, that goes back to the staff room in Chum, where I was changed from Clifton, a place that I loved so dearly, from a single-sex school to, from a co-ed school in Clifton to a single-sex school. And in the staff room in Chum, there was a lot of talk about this young guy in Galway Bay FM, Keith Finnegan.
I was young.
That I remember.
Do you?
And at the time, I wasn't as much on public stuff. I wasn't involved as much until I retired from school. So I kept that name in mind because it was around the staff room. It was, I think it started in Galway, was it in 86?
89,
so yeah. It was, yeah. So then we began to, I'd ring Keith up about different things and he just was amazing. And a lot of the achievements in Tuam by the Tuam people and everything else, it was through Keith and his publicity that he gave us. Like, for example, would be the regeneration of Ginmartin Road.
Mm. Mm.
And at the time we got very bad press way back before it was cleaned up and regenerated. And Keith got in touch with Madden's Nurseries. And Madden's Nurseries sent down about 20 huge boxes to put in vacant places on the road. Not alone that, but Weir's Waste, which is now Panda, sent their lorries up to Galway to bring down those big boxes. And O'Connor's Fuels in Tuam gave their forklifts and put those boxes in place.
Mm.
But behind all that was a great man.
But I thought
my friend, Keith.
I thought we said we keep all this secret now.
Don't
be letting secrets out. People don't know what we do behind the scenes. I tell you, we've sorted a few rows as well, and we brought people together, and we've fixed things, and we got litter done, and we got a lot done. But I have to say, I mean, you've some wonderful restaurants in Tuam, but the nicest bowl of soup and bit of brown bread is in your front kitchen.
And then I got told off at mass the next morning. Why was I bringing a stranger down to my house to give him soup and buns? And none of my friends in Tuam ever got brought to my house for soup and buns.
Well, I'd ring you ahead, so would I say, sister, I'm going to come to Tuam. And she said, I'll have the soup ready for you and a bit of brown bread. And then it. That was it.
But when I met him today, lads, he said, oh, Jesus. And I said, yeah. Jesus is a special friend. He's been my forever friend. But you're thrown in there as well. Now, can I also say that beside me here is Ronan Larner. Ronan and I go back a long, long way, don't
he's,
we?
He's not
a
leaving
great
today, no.
Character.
He's hanging in here.
Great fun.
Are you sure?
And Keith, I love the way you're surrounded by young people. I think that's great.
Yeah, are you talking about my wife and son and daughter, or what are you talking about?
She's definitely not talking about me anyway.
Well, I've met Joan out there, and I met your son, Aidan.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Katie couldn't be here today, but she did a fantastic
out there
job,
yeah.
But she was here as well, and I believe she was talking to you earlier.
Yeah. Just on the record, she's trying to hook me up to the Tuam Tidy Towns as well. She's talking in one ear. Yeah.
I've a spare spade at home if you want to borrow it.
Well, look, you can keep it, you'll need it now.
She has everything going. She has pickers, she has gloves, she has...
I knew it was a bad idea putting two people from Tuam together. I just knew it wasn't going to end well. Just think of Tidy Towns and a spade. Yeah. That's what you're going at for the next while.
But Keith, can I just say one thing? You're doing a very wise thing. I retired a little bit early from school as well, and I've just had 16 years of wonderful living and life and fun. And I heard you on the radio the other day and I was very impressed. You mentioned two F's.
Oh.
Faith and fun.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
They both go together.
They do.
They both go together.
Keith, we're also joined by your colleague indeed here at the station, Ronan Lardner of the Livewire. Ronan, take me back to I know that.
What do you say?
Take me back.
And I can vouch for that as well. Livewire.
Take me back, Ronan, to your introduction to Galway and to Keith Finnegan.
Well, to be honest with you, first of all, Keith and I have been neighbours pretty much on air for the last 6 years or so, and it's always been a pleasure, and it's always a good conversation between the two of us when we're handing over shows to each other and stuff like that. But I suppose I always had a love for radio, but obviously you have to, a door has to open, and Keith and Johnny opened that door for me.
Do you know who opened the door for you? Today now will be a revelation to you. Tom Gertie.
Oh, Tom, yeah, TG, of
Tom
course.
Said to me, I have to give Ronan Lardner a shout.
Yeah.
I said, who's Ronan Lardner? And then the first day I met him, I called him Ronan Gardner.
That's right. It was around the time of the Radiothon, actually, I came into engineer at the time. I was doing the evening show. I took over Tom's show initially. Obviously, I did Saturday and Sunday nights there with the Saturday night show or whatever. And then, obviously, I got the opportunity to do daytime. But, I suppose, you know, at times in life you need somebody to give you an opportunity to do something you want to do, and thankfully after a conversation or two you gave me that chance, so I just wanted to say a massive thank you for that. And I want to thank you as well for handing over another mantle to me that you probably didn't even realise, that now between 7 and 7 I'm the eldest presenter on air. So from Monday on, I will
and
now be known as...
He's not sensitive about it, Keith. He's not sensitive about it at all.
I'm a little touchy about it, but look at him grand.
That comes with certain... Yeah. Perks, so it does. You get the jam bun from Johnny on a Friday that poor Gary is looking it? For. So he's,
and, yeah. And the pay rise, is it?
If there's no seats, I'll stand up, Ronald.
There you go. But no, I wish you the very best in the next chapter, to be perfectly honest with you. Wishing you the very best in the next chapter. And Aidan was telling me there's a set of golf clubs there whenever you want to have an old swing.
You obviously haven't heard I'm banned from golf. So
well, look, don't worry about it. That's only for hitting somebody with a club. That has nothing to do with playing the game.
The first time and only time I played with a colleague here, Paddy Madden, and Frank Reedy was the starter in the Galway Bay Golf and Country Club, and I hit the ball and I hit the stone and it bounced back and it knocked poor Frank Reedy out. So it did. God. That was the end of that.
That was it. Look, thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
We'll leave you at that. Okay.
Now, let's take a short commercial break. I don't know how much more the heart can take today. Such love.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motorball. Drive happy in Windsor Motorball, Galway, with hundreds of used cars to suit your budget.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back into Finnegan's Farewell Show, as I've christened it. And Keith, some of our staff members couldn't all be here this morning, but here's one, I think she's getting her hair done at the moment. She'll be in for the party later on, as per usual. Here's Kate O'Malley from On The Move.
Hi, Keith. It's Kate here. Just leaving you a short message to wish you the very best in your retirement. As a blow into Galway, even before I came in the door of Galway Bay FM, your name has always been synonymous with the station. You're a broadcasting legend, and it's been an absolute pleasure to get to work with you over the past year. And I just really wish you all the best for your retirement. The next adventure lies ahead, and I'm sure you're going to have an absolutely brilliant time. So thank you for all the radio moments, for all of your expertise, for the warm welcome that you gave me when I came through the doors of Galway Bay FM, not knowing what to expect. And we'll really miss you. So all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch you very soon in whatever guise that takes. Flan.
Thanks, Kate. I know when I came through the doors of Galway Bay FM this morning, I didn't know what to expect and still don't know what to expect.
Now, we have another person who couldn't be here today. I don't know if he's pulling calves, if he's shearing sheep or swimming with Dexter Cows in Ballylohan Strand. But here's Keith Fahey of Country Life.
I'll tell you where he is. He's picking up his 12-seater table for his new house. That's where he is.
Keith, the very best luck on your new chapter. You'll be greatly missed in Galway Bay FM and indeed Galway Talks, which you've provided years and years of excellent and very professional chat show. So fair play to you, and we wish you all the best, and we hope you enjoy the next chapter. And so from me, the other Keith, Keith on Country Life, the best luck to you, and keep in touch.
Lovely words from Keith Fahey and also Kate O'Malley as well. But coming back to studio, Keith, you've been very involved in charity work over the years, and I've picked out two in particular. We have Galway Hospice and the Lions Club as well. And we'll start with the Galway Hospice, which you have a long connection with, and we're joined by Mary Nash of the Hospice. Mary, you're very welcome onto the programme today. Talk to us about the relationship with Keith and the hospital. It goes back years.
Well, I suppose I'm 11 years with the hospice now, and Keith was one of the first people I met. He's had a long, long-standing relationship at the hospice long before my time there, and over the last 10 years, he's been a very valued board member at the hospice. Keith was chair for a number of years of the hospice board as well. And I suppose, you know, for us, I'm just here today on behalf of the board, on behalf of the staff and myself personally to say a huge thank you to Keith for everything you've done, because I think people don't understand the small things that Keith does behind the scenes. You know, when he was chair, he was always there. I could pick up the phone and have a rant on a bad day. And, you know, we had our good days and bad days ourselves, as you do. But, you know, that was hugely invaluable when you were going through difficult times. And I think, you know, the hospice has seen huge developments in the last 10, 11 years, in the last 20 years. And Keith has been there along that journey, you know, when we needed to, I suppose, get the ear hear of a politician at a senior level, you'd always pick up the phone and say, Keith, look, you know, any chance you could have a word or give us a contact that we can get to this person. You know, and that has meant we've gone from 12 beds in Renmore to 18. We're now again back looking at developing a new site, a new hospice for Galway. And, you know, Keith has been with me in every step of the journey. Mm. I think Katie was talking about earlier when I was listening coming down in the car about Radiothon. And that was a phenomenal experience when we did it, because I suppose it demystified hospice for people. It was the patients and the families. I think very draining for Keith because he had to sit down and do those interviews, but it was hugely, hugely powerful. And the positive thing is, I suppose the money from that fundraiser still comes into both ourselves and Cancer Care West every year. There's still over 70,000 a year coming into the charities from that event, and we haven't done that in a number of years. It just shows the power of getting that message out there. And, you know, whenever we wanted to plug a fundraising event or talk about the service or a service development, Keith has always given us airtime and supported us. So, you know, I can't say thank you enough, Keith, because you've made, you know, we say every moment matters. Yeah. And we make a difference, and you definitely have made a difference in Galway Hospice.
I said it during the week, Mary, and I mean it's one of my happiest places to be, and I know, and I said it to you on Monday, like you're in the eye of a storm up there, but the staff that you have, the team that you have, I have to step down because of corporate governance, I have to step down as a board member, I'll be in the background, but the team that you have created there is just, and board and everything, is just superb.
Oh, it is, but you know, the team wouldn't be there without the support of the board members like yourself. And you know, I was talking to our current chair, Jim Brown, last night, and he specifically asked me again to thank you on behalf of the board and on behalf of himself, because you know, that strategic leadership, that encouragement, you know, that support that's there for the team is really important. But you know, it needs to be. We need to sometimes think outside the box and say, look, yeah, you can get up, you can do it. And you know, even in our darkest days, where you know, we had with Merlin Park, and I remember sending Keith a text, sitting shell shocked in the office up in Renmore, and then we dusted ourselves down and we said, okay, you know, we pick ourselves up and off we go again, and we are, and we will, and we'll be stronger for it.
This time is going to work.
Oh, absolutely. And and you know, the support that Keith has been there in the background, getting meetings, you know, helping us to influence at a national level and at a local level, has been hugely, hugely important in the development of the service. And he gets the service, you know, he understands the importance of what we do. He's had personal experience, and I think, you know, that we were delighted that we were able to be there to support Keith and his family when they needed the service.
Many times.
But, you know, he has more than, I think, supported the service in Galway and has been hugely instrumental in building it to what it is today.
And you've achieved an awful lot in those years together as that board, because I know that Section 38 funding was a huge part of it.
Oh my God, that was probably 6 years, 7 years work, and persistence and every time a door closed, we'd figure out how to go around it and get another meeting, get another angle, and just, you know, it just keep pushing that door and keep telling the message, informing the public, informing the politicians, informing the HSE and the department of how important the service was, how critical it was that they supported it, and just demonstrating it. And I think it definitely was an example of, as a sector, people working together and as a community in Galway and demonstrating the value of what we do. But that was a hugely significant. I mean, it definitely gives us such certainty around the core funding for our staff. You know, when you think about it, for such an essential service to have to be out there depending on a fundraising event, and the public in Galway has been so good to us that we could depend on them, but for an essential service, for the value for the team of what they're doing, and it now allows us to go and develop the service, to add on extra services to support the people that have supported us over the last 30 years, and to do the things that, you know, what I say is really make a difference to patients and their families. You know, the state is funding the essential part, but the nice bits, the art therapy, the aromatherapy, the carer support, you know, additional supports for people at home, those are the things that, where we should have been focused on for the last number of years. We can focus on now. And we will. Yeah. And I think that will really, I think, enhance the care we provide. But, you know, Keith and the board through that time, you know, we wouldn't have got there without their support, and definitely without Keith opening a number of doors. You know, our current Taoiseach has been hugely supportable. Leo Varadkar was hugely supportive to us. And Keith sort of attended all those meetings and supported us on that journey. So, you know, again, thank you, Keith.
Thank you, Mary. He's
not getting away. I have his number.
She has a project.
We're also joined in studio, Keith, by members of the Galway Lions Club. We have Frank O'Neill and Tony Kavanagh. Frank, the Lions Club auction, a big day. I've experienced two of them myself, and I know it means an awful lot to you and your members, and in terms of the support you can give to people locally here in Galway.
Absolutely. So we're here today on behalf of current members, past members, the community we serve, to say thank you to Keith. As you've said, John, the annual radio auction. Galway Lions Club has been here for over 50 years, but we've been working with Keith and Galway Bay FM for about 30 years. Mm. It's been our primary fundraiser every year, as Mary said, you know, raising funds, reaching out to the community is what enables us to do our work. And we can estimate over that time, we've probably raised in the region of 1 million euro over 30 years. It's at about 40,000 a year. So it's crucial to the work we do. It's part of our major Christmas appeal. And thank you, Keith. You've always been an advocate for us, for the work we do. And we see the reach you have to your listeners during the show. Once the show starts, they all just get behind it. It's wonderful to see that.
And back then I had brown hair.
I might have as well.
And we're nearly the same colour as this day, Frank, so we are.
So thank you, Keith. Yeah. And I know you've been recognised by the club. You're one of our few honorary life members, and a recipient of a Melvin Jones Award, which is the primary thing in that we can do. You've been a great advocate for us, and we wish you ongoing health and happiness.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you for that.
And we're also joined by Tony Kavanagh. And Tony, I believe you want to make a presentation to Keith as well, but you have a few words you want to say as well.
Yeah, just Keith, I just want to say I worked with you a good bit over the last few years and really enjoyed it, and Seamus as well, when we were live on air with you at Christmas time, but also for the rest of the members, some who've passed on and are deceased, and others who've retired now, but you've had huge contacts with people all throughout that year in throughout our club, and they all really valued, and we as a club value the connection we've had with you.
We had good fun though, Tony.
Oh, we had great fun. Thinking back at the days where we used to be in the hotels, like in the Ardlon and Ryan's and other hotels as well around the city.
That's when you used to have the paper thing. Everything was paper-based. There was no computers.
Yeah, we had a crowd of people. We'd have 50 or 80 people at the barriers bidding as well, and you'd be there live online, and there was a buzz and an energy out of it. And it's moved on with technology, but there's still a great buzz, and we get great enjoyment. And I think it's the legacy, and I think heartfelt thanks. I'm saying this on behalf of our retired members, our deceased members and our current members, for what you've done for us. And it helps us, it gives us credibility as well, that we, you know, we're with you on air and that, you know, so just thank you, as Mary and the hospice, the work you've done for them. And I think you've done the same as Frank has expressed for us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much. And I'm not going into politics, I said that, but I'm not going into auctioneering either. You can hang on to that.
Okay, well, I'm glad. We've enough tough competitors out there, so I'm glad I don't need another one.
Talk to us about the bowl you've brought today, Tony.
Yeah, that's just a small token, really.
It's beautiful. It's not small at all.
Lions Club. As Frank said, we honoured Keith with the Melvin Joel, which is the highest award as a Lions Club we can give. But this is just a small token, Keith. It doesn't go anywhere near what you've done for us, but just to remember it, and hopefully it finds some spot in your household. I think you'll have a lot of them, but as Joan was saying outside, she'll have to try and get something to keep you busy now, so you might get into flower arranging or something like that. But thank you.
She shouldn't be talking like that. She knows why. She only worries that I'm going to be in her art space, and I'll be there in the afternoon, and she won't be able to have her creative spirits and all that. She'd be fine. I'll go for a walk. I don't have a dog even now to bring for a walk. Where are we at?
Still to come on the programme today, Keith. We'll have more people talking about memories and paying tribute to you, including...
I'm not dead, you
our
see.
Colleagues, really. Our colleagues in here on Galway Bay FM from the sports department, we'll have a few men, maybe some more men from Tuam will be coming in to us. We also have some industry professionals, dare I say Imro, and all that plus lots more between now and the end of the programme. If you do want to get in contact and send your best wishes to Keith on his final day broadcasting officially here on Galway Talks and Galway Bay FM, do so straight away, 086 38 33 553. That is our text and WhatsApp number. And you can also email comments@galwaybayfm.ie or ring Fiona on reception if you can get through. The phone lines are hopping this morning on 0917700077. We're back with plenty more memories and people paying their respects to Keith. I know I'm sounding quite morbid there.
There's no queue.
And the debt notices.
There's no queue at all, really. It's really wonderful.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway and get free 3-year warranty on hundreds of used cars.